None of these awful creatures would make their minds up straight away on just which broomstick they wanted to buy. This meant that they would stay on in the forest for days test driving different brooms. The noise was terrible. All the witches would hurtle around the tops of the trees, cackling as they went. As each beautiful branch fell, they both cackled.
Oh, well done, Barbara. What a marvellous idea of yours this is. I can't wait to start selling. What did I tell you, Rena? You're sitting on a fortune with all these nasty trees, and we're going to be rich.
At last, the Red Queen began.
You've missed the soup and fish. Put on the joint. Let me introduce you to that leg of mutton. Alice, mutton, mutton, Alice.
The leg of mutton got up in the dish and made a little bow to Alice. And she returned the bow, not knowing whether to be frightened or amused.
May I give you a slice? She said, looking from one queen to the other.
Certainly not,
the Red Queen said very decidedly.
It isn't etiquette to cut anyone you've been introduced to. Remove the joint.
I won't be introduced to the pudding, please,
Alice said rather hastily, or we shall get no dinner at all. May I give you some? But the Red Queen looked sulky and growled,
Pudding, Alice, Alice, pudding, remove the pudding.
However, she didn't see why the Red Queen should be the only one to give orders, so she called out,
Waiter, bring back the pudding,
and handed a slice to the Red Queen.
What impertinence,
said the pudding.
It was brilliant with Mick on the bike. What a buzz! We went past the cars so fast they looked like they were standing still. Mick shouted over his shoulder.
We're doing a ton!
I yelled, Wow! Yeah!